In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the church observes All Saints Sunday. It's an opportunity for us to acknowledge all those saintly persons who have exhibited profound love of God and God's people. We just sang that, didn't we? I love that hymn. There is not one of us whose life has not been touched by someone who has made God real and near to us. They could be people who have long since died, or they could be people who are alive today. They may be people whom we knew, those whom we never knew, but somehow their lives bind us together in a wonderful mystical communion where we become one with each other and in Christ. And so on this Sunday, we remember all of these holy men and women, the sung and the unsung heroes of our faith, the known and those only known to God. Think of them as golden chains. Yes, golden chains linked together, transcending time. It was Simeon the new theologian, born in 949. What makes him new, I have no idea. But it was Simeon who wrote about these saints. The saints in each generation are joined to those who have gone before and are filled like them with the light to become a golden chain in which each saint is a separate link, yet united to the next by faith, work, and love. So in the one God, they form a single chain which cannot quickly be broken. This chain is called the Communion of Saints. In a few minutes, we will proclaim our faith in the Apostles' Creed. And in it we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You know that. But it is to this statement, the communion of saints, that we are going to pay attention to today. Do we really know what the communion of saints means? When we say it, it is so familiar in the creed that we oftentimes don't stop to think about what it means. We run right through it like I just did now. What does it mean? Our prayer book states, the communion of saints is the whole family of God, the living and the dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt, bound together in Christ by sacrament, prayer, and praise. You know what that means? The whole family. That means you all are saints. Every one of you. Do you believe that? The Bible says so, and so does the prayer book. We're all linked together. The saints on earth and saints in heaven. Think of all those you know whose names are prefaced with the word saint. Like Saint Mary, Saint Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Come on, name some. Francis. Thomas. My husband would say Saint Louis. I don't have to tell you that he's a Cardinal fan. Anyway. But these, there are some that don't have any word saint in front of their names. but through them also they make God real and near to you. If you are at my house, behind my desk are books that I have read by people who have made Christ's mark on me. These people I have never met, but they live in me. Well, you can't see it, of course, but what they have meant to me and still teach me about Christ is still within me, ever present, growing and changing. Throughout the years, especially since I've been here doing those days of reflections, it's you folks that have led me to people like T.S. Eliot, George Herbert, Albert Schweitzer, Archbishop Michael Ramsey, people whose life and works I have studied, and something of each one of them has rubbed off on me. I savor those words of T.S. Eliot from his four quartets. I can never forget his verse, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." Such an eye-opener, if there ever was one. And I love the poems by George Herbert. Then, of course, there's Henry Nouwen, Marcus Borg, Phyllis Tickle. Do you know her? You know her. She's written books on the divine hours throughout the whole year. It's beautiful. That's where I got that quote from Simon the New Theologian. But I think of Phillips Brooks, too, that great 19th century preacher who wrote, "Learn to study for the sake of truth. Learn to think for the profit and the joy of thinking. The word of God is truth." He writes in his book, "Proclaim the truth of God through your personality. The truth is in each one of us." For it was St. Paul who said, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." That's us. "To show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." Who are the saints in your life who have made God near and near? Who have made God real to you? And who still live in you? In your moments of prayer, of praise, and of worship, who comes to your heart and mind and soul? Even though they have died, death will never destroy your fellowship with the saints of God. You are one with them, and they are one in us, all gloriously linked together. Well, then, of course, there are those saints who are still on earth, some we know and some we have never met. Who cannot be enriched by the life and works of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, right? You know who he is, don't you? Yes. He is an amazing saint of God. Have you ever met or have heard Michael Curry, our presiding bishop, preach? You must do that. He is on fire with the love of God. I have heard him preach. You will hear him talk about the Jesus movement. Read his book called Crazy Christians. Yes, do that. And he will draw you to the love of Jesus and set that love on fire in each one of you. Of course, of course, I need water. I just love talking to you. I get all fired up. And then there's nothing of my voice left at the second service. But there's one person that has meant a lot to me. I've never really met him. Well, once I did, but he didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who he was at the time. This person has been a saint for me, and that person is
Frederick Buechner.
And you know we're doing an Advent reflection on one of his books, and you'll all come, won't you? How about that instead of an announcement from me? Now, Frederick Buechner teaches me to listen to my life, to pay attention to what happens to me, he says. And what comes of that? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe nothing much. But maybe, just maybe, the secrets of all secrets you need to hear may come through some event, something that happens or fails to happen. What makes me a believer, he writes, is that from time to time, there have been glimpses I have had which have made me suspect of the presence of something extraordinary and beyond the realm of the immediate. You encounter the holy in various forms which, unless you have your eyes open, you might not even notice. All I know is that during dry periods when I don't seem to be inspired by much or watch too many football games, that was supposed to be funny. Or during that humdrum of my daily round, surely God is not present, I think. But all I have to do is turn around at my desk and pick up one of those Buechner books, and I have a lot of them, and I begin to take this book anywhere, any chapter, and voila! I get a glimpse of the divine that has been there all along. Whenever or however they may have come to life since, these saints, it is beyond a doubt that they still live in us. That's what he wrote. It's like that optical illusion of the word Jesus spelled out on a piece of cloth or paper in bold, contrasting colors. You look at it at first, and all you see are crazy blocks of symbols. And maybe that's all you see for a while. He's always been there. Perhaps you couldn't see it at first. Whether we are cognizant of it or not, the saints of God, the living and the dead, surround us. They are there. You and I are part of this sweet mystical communion. I had lunch with my younger sister this week. I don't see her too often. And when I spoke about All Saints Sunday coming up, she said, "You're a saint." I laughed and blushed. She never would have said that when we were young. But my own sister. But as we spoke with one another, that time became a holy moment. We recall that in Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, he calls those Christian saints. They were the ones who made Christ real and near, and they were not shy about telling others about the good news of Jesus. Their enthusiasm was contagious. It's what I think Rowan Williams former Archbishop of Canterbury. It's what he means when he says, you become a place where God happens. God comes to life for somebody else in a life-giving way, not because you are good or wonderful, but because that is what God has done. Yes. As the family of God, as members of this mystical communion, you are saints. Do you believe that? So on this All Saints Sunday, we just have to rejoice and give thanks to God for making us a part of this glorious chain of saints that bind us all together in the body of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your Holy Spirit, you have made us one with your saints in heaven and on earth. Grant that in our earthly pilgrimage, we may always be supported by this fellowship of love and prayer, and know ourselves to be surrounded by their witness to your power and mercy. We ask this for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whom all our intercessions are acceptable through the Spirit, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.